More and more people are living on Seattle streets and putting their tents near highways. This comes at the same time the city's trying to figure out what to do with millions of dollars to address homelessness. KQEW's Kate Walters reports on what the top candidates running to be Seattle's next mayor say they would do about the issue.
The roar of traffic creates the backdrop for many of Seattle's unauthorized homeless camps. Earlier this year, that sound was also the backdrop as city workers cleared out an encampment in the Soto neighborhood.
There are crews in there in bright yellow and red jackets and hard hats. They're clearing debris from underneath some of the trees. You can already see there are garbage bags piled up pretty high at one end of the camp.
Like many of the city cleanups, or sweeps as they're often called, this one was controversial and spurred a heated public debate. Camp residents like George Kern say it feels like they're being chased around Seattle.
It's going to happen again. It's a repeated vicious cycle. I woke up this morning at 6 o'clock and I realized there's 20, 30 officers out here and definitely shocked. I feel like this is a waste of money.
Like many others, Kearns doesn't feel the city's shelters are an option for him. He says he's tried them before and he got bed bugs. But Alex Cooley, a business owner in the Soto neighborhood, says the camps come with crime and serious environmental impacts. Cooley says he feels for people living on the streets and wants them to get connected with services, but he says the camps need to be cleared.
I don't think it's safe for anyone. It's not safe for the people who live in these encampments, and as they grow larger, it becomes more dangerous, and it's not safe for the people around it.
The city's policies on how and when to clear a camp have evolved in recent years. Concerns about the process led to new rules being put in place just in the past few months. Residents have to be notified at least 72 hours before a camp is cleared. Belongings now can't be thrown out if they'd have value to someone living on the street. And the new outreach teams have to offer alternative shelter to residents before they can be moved. Still, the debate continues. Are the new rules good enough? Should these cleanups go ahead at all? These are questions that are bound to come in front of Seattle's next mayor. And the leading candidates are pretty clear on how they feel.
I 100% believe we need to stop the sweeps.
That's Nikita Oliver. She says one of the big problems with the city's model is that outreach is being done over a short period of time. Like many homeless advocates, she says weeks of outreach is needed to build the necessary relationships to get people off the street.
And we have to accept that that's not going to be time efficient, but what it will be is human being effective. And that's really what we're aiming for, is how can we treat humans with their full human dignity and actually move our city to a much healthier place.
And Oliver's not alone. 5 out of 6 of the leading mayoral candidates criticise the city's model of clearing unauthorised camps. Former mayor-turned-candidate Mike McGinn is the only one with a track record on this issue. Under his administration, camp cleanups were enforced. But McGinn says he did that with the knowledge that more shelter beds were coming online. And this, he says, is where the city has fallen behind.
You can't ask people to move if there's not a place to go. That's just heartless. So my goal is first, make sure there's a secure place for everyone to stay. And then we can enforce the rules.
Candidate Carrie Moon wants to go a step further. She says Seattle needs more shelters where people can bring partners, pets, belongings, and unresolved addiction issues. The one candidate to set themselves apart on this issue is Jenny Durkin. Durkin says the city needs to act with compassion when dealing with encampment residents and make sure they're being connected with shelter and services. But
I believe that we should not have unsanctioned camps. And I say that because I think it's immoral to allow those camps to exist.
Durkin hasn't said how or if she'd alter the current city policy on clearing camps. She says the city does have to have somewhere for people to go, but moving people out of unsanctioned camps is the right thing to do.
There's a demonstrated needles, rats, human feces, garbage. There has been human trafficking, violence. Why would we let people live there? I think that's wrong.
The outcome of this year's mayoral race will shape Seattle's approach to unsanctioned camps as the city moves forward. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.